Now then, business, Melanie. What did Lord Shear say to you last night?
Not very much, but he was very ardent.
Good. He is coming here this morning.
This morning?
Yes. I wrote him a note from you. I will receive him, and when I have talked to him for a little, he will propose marriage.
He seemed last night to wish for something a little less binding.
Never mind. When he proposes, you will accept him.
When may I love somebody, please?
Not until you are safely married, and then only with the greatest discretion.
I see.
What is the matter?
It doesn't feel like my birthday anymore.
I must get on with these bills. You had better go and dress.
Very well. We've so much business to be done. Even the sea looks grand.
Do not be silly.
C'est vrai, c'est vrai.
Go and dress, Melanie.
What shall I wear? A black crepe with a little bonnet.
What is the matter with you this morning?
Wait, wait for a bride. But the sun ought to shine on a bride.
You are not a bride yet.
But I shall be soon, shall I not? A very quiet, aristocratic bride with a discreet heart. Ask me to have a discreet heart until married is out of the way. But what if I meet with a sweetheart so sweet that may we were cannot obey? A single word that you may say.
Then we shall have to go away. Stop talking nonsense.
It is not nonsense. You are so sure that everything in life can be arranged just so, like arithmetic.
Why not? Emotion is so very untidy.
The sun has come out again. I feel a little better.
Good.
I'm sorry.
Merci, ma chère.
Don't be afraid, I'll betray you and destroy all the plans you have made. But even your schemes must leave room for my dream. For when all I want to do is fine, I'll still have something of my own. A little pride that's mine alone.